called this debate today at the request of William Saunders, who is the chairman of the Organ Transplant Committee at Queen's Hospital in my own constituency. It is fantastic to see that William and his team and others throughout the country are engaging as members of the community to try and encourage others to do the right thing and get on the organ transplant register. And I hope the Minister would accept that these people are doing a fantastic job in our community, and more needs to be done. I also call it because of a constituent, Catherine Sinfold, who was sadly diagnosed with leukaemia. The Burton Mail, my local newspaper, have done a huge amount in highlighting Catherine's case and encouraging people to come forward and be tested, stem cell testing, to find a match for Catherine. I'm delighted to say that Catherine has now found a match and has had her treatment, and we all wish her well, and she's doing incredibly well. But what I've seen through that campaign run by the Burton Mail is the difference that raising awareness can make. With the Burton Mail and the Anthony Nolan Trust, we've seen a large increase in the number of residents in Burton who have come forward and been tested and want to do their bit. And it's also raised a huge amount of money for the Anthony Nolan Trust. So if we can do a similar activity across the country, if honourable members will go away and raise this in their constituencies, we can all play our part in raising awareness. In conclusion, with such a high level of support, 96% of support amongst the general public for organ donation, it is surprising that there is such difficulty in finding enough donors to meet the demands of transplants. It's clear that more work needs to be done, and that despite these times of constrained public spending, and we all recognise the difficulties that the government find itself in, I believe that we can do more to solve this problem. In fact, indeed, the Organ Transplantation 2020 strategy quite clearly says no additional funding is likely to be needed to move forward. Much of what needs to be done is about working differently rather than increasing resources. I'm sure that's music to the Treasury's ears, Minister, but I know that she will put her shoulder to the wheel and help. Without meaning to put it in crude terms, transplants save the NHS money in the long term. The entire transplant programme, Mr. Holobin, saved the NHS £316 million per year, money that would have otherwise been spent on treatment. For example, a successful kidney transplant operation costs £17,000, with an annual cost going forward of about £5,000 a year. A year's dialysis, on the other hand, dialysis treatment for a patient with kidney failure costs £30,800. So the NHS Blood and Transplant Service predicts that for every year a kidney transplant remains functional, it saves the NHS £24,100 per patient and saves the lives of that patient at the same time. If ever there was a win-win situation, Minister, then this is it. So from a financial perspective, it makes perfect sense to want to increase the number of organ donations if it can deliver those sort of savings for the NHS. But more importantly, from a personal perspective, if you or I or one of our loved ones is in need of a transplant, we would do everything possible to make sure that we find that donor. We would want to move heaven and earth to give that chance to our loved one. So I can only join the call of the Organ Donation Committee at Queen's Hospital in my own constituency and others around the country and say that more needs to be done to increase the number of people on the organ donation register. Sign up, it saves lives. Thank you.